whatever paperwork is involved, whatever the holdup is, my hope is that we'll begin some momentum to begin to solve individual producers' problems across this country. And when it comes to, you know, dealing with our federal partners, you know, we have a lot. We work with a lot of federal partners, and I cherish those relationships. I think there's a three-legged stool that I'd like all of our federal partners to consider, and that's simply this. First, we ought to be about helping people get in business. And then our primary regulatory responsibility ought to be to help people stay in business. I do not believe that helping people stay in business is a conflicting term. I believe that's what we ought to be about. But unfortunately, it's the third leg of the stool that what we quite often get blamed for, and that's the blame gets passed that we're putting people out of business. And the reality of when it comes to dealing with labor issues, the lack of customer service in this arena is threatening people's business. And the time to arrive at a solution is now.
Black said it was 19 years ago when I accompanied a group of Idalia onion farmers to Washington because they were facing labor issues at that time, and the same problem we identified 19 years ago still exists today. Commissioner Black and Michigan Director of Agriculture Jamie Clover Adams joined American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval and producers to highlight the need for enhanced coordination to eliminate processing delays within the federal H-2A program. Bill Brim of Lewis Taylor Farms in Tifton, Georgia, also took part in that event. He said he's used a cumbersome and arduous H-2A program since 1997 to pick the farm's 6,000 acres of produce. He said right now in Georgia, you have blueberries coming in, squash and cucumbers, and we don't have the labor to pick it. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.